Rebel Zeta, let me get one word. What do you think of it? One in one word.
Why?
What is going on, people? We are back with another episode of the Undergated Podcast presented to you by the Undergated Network. I am Coop at It's Coop on Instagram. I have the homie with me, CD, Chloe's dad on Instagram, and Gumpler X Tesseract has some more vacation time. He's burning up PTO. You know, it's that use or lose time of the season. So we're going to make sure we take care of our employees here at the Undergated Network. We don't, you know, we believe in mental health and work-life balance, hobby-life balance.
Hobby-life balance. Right?
Hobby-life balance. We believe in it. So Austin has some PTO days that's not going to carry over into the new fiscal year.
No.
It's just not going to carry over to the new fiscal year. Unfortunately, how our, you know, how everything's kind of set up, you can't cash out.
Nope.
So you have to use or lose. Austin said he's going to go ahead and burn some more. Go ahead and burn some more. I don't blame him. He need, you know, well needed time. But your boys, Coop and CD's here. We're going to talk some Bandai stuff. We wish we had Austin on today. Maybe we'll give him a call.
That's phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Yeah.
Because we got some stuff that we need to talk about. Bandai. What is going on? We'll get more into that later in the podcast. Last week, your boy ran a solo dolo mission, sat back and talked about some GBWC. And if you missed last week's episode, this is what you missed. It wasn't a big turnout for my Hobby Town. It's not as big like the RVA. But usually the Hobby Town events aren't really like ODO or RPMS show big. You might get 6 or 7 kits. Right? But 6 or 7 kits still make you tremble in your boots. Especially when you put in some work. You're like, man, I got to come out first. And that was last week's episode. Like I said in that episode, I got a chance to be a GBWC judge for my local Hobby Town. Got in behind the scenes. Went over the little questionnaire that Bandai, I guess, gives out to Hobby Town. So if you haven't heard, watch that episode or listen to it. Make sure y'all go check that out if you want kind of like behind the scenes. Yeah, behind the scenes about what's going on with GBWC. But this week is going to be fun. So everybody, I'm pretty sure Spotify, we caught up on Spotify?
Yes, sir. We sure.
All right, we apologize. Spotify has been giving some technical difficulties in the back end.
The host website that we use to post to Spotify was having issues, but I switched so. We're good to go.
Everything good to go now. Everything good to go. So people on Spotifyville, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all.
Oh, just as important as a YouTube folk too.
Yeah, absolutely. YouTube land, welcome back. But before we get started, brother CD, how's your week been?
Man, I was gonna say first and foremost, my brother, thank you for holding it down last week.
Of course, man.
Cold or not, I was done. I caught something. I'm still kind of battling it, but I'm definitely on the other side. I feel like let me knock on some wood because you know that shit comes and goes in waves. But
always,
yeah, man. Last week, GBWC went up there. Got to see the homies Cobra Paw, Ricky Glues, Han Jumpla, the guys from GB Gundam.
WGBC G West Coast
Gunpla Alliance.
Let me go to my Spotify. We'll show them some love.
WCGA. They had a nice episode this week with Dan, Neverwaffle, and Cobra Paw. If you guys
come on
your way to work, check those guys out. They had a good episode where they talked about, you know, kind of staying in your lane and getting out of your lane and knowing when to hold them, like Texas Hold'em, knowing when to just pump your brakes. Pump your brakes and chill.
So. I'm excited about some Texas Hold'em too.
Yeah, hey, we a couple weeks out, so that was cool sketching up with all those guys, and then just been relaxing, man. Been in the house relaxing, dealing with these colds. Sent my niece off to college. She's gonna go play Division III basketball in Oregon, so said goodbyes to her and just been with the family, man.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear that. Likewise, man. Chilled out. Went to a convention. Went out to eat. Just chilled out. Vibed out for a little bit. And I was sick, too. The convention was up in Fairfax. So that's like Northern Virginia, like kind of like the mountain areas. And I think being up there put so much like pressure
on
my face and my sinuses. Because it was rocking when I got back down, like sea level. It was rocking. I was hurting. I got the next morning, I blew my nose, came my blood and everything. I'm like, God, what the heck? But shout out to the homie Dwayne Ayers, A-Y-E-R. I was at the convention. I'm like, yo, that's my buddy Dwayne. I was like, nah, that ain't him. That ain't him. Nah, that can't be him. I think he would have hit me up. Well, he didn't know I was going anyway, but then I looked. Dude had a cosplay of Ghostbusters on, and it said, Air. And I was like, that is Dwayne. I walked up to him and said, hold on, that ain't Dwayne. I'm tripping. I dapped him up. I was like, you got a brother? He was like, you talking about Dwayne? I was like, oh, y'all look just alike. Y'all look just alike, man. It was his brother, so chopped it up with him. He does a lot of Ghostbuster stuff, and I'm big into the original Ghostbusters. From October 1st to October 31st, Ghostbusters gets ran at least one time throughout the day.
Favorite movie?
Somehow. Depends on the mood. Depends on the mood. I want to say two.
Two's,
I want to say two.
For me.
Is it me? It's probably because also, and I wonder if people out there can relate. Growing up sometimes with no cable, right? You get to... It's like certain movies didn't come on TV, so like you didn't see it. Like Ghostbusters 1 never really came on TV like that growing up. Like I might catch Ghostbusters 2 on like UPN or WB.
WB.
But when we get cable, you might see Ghostbusters 1 on USA. You're like, all right, I'll watch Ghostbusters 1. I feel the same way about Beverly Hills Cop. Like I watched Beverly Hills Cop 2 so many times.
Right.
And you see, like, the one he was in Wonderland and Beverly Hills Cop 3. And in the first
the last
one,
time I seen one.
The first one, I'm like, I think I was, like, damn near older when I saw Beverly Hills Cop 1. Yeah, like, that shit was on, like, Cinemax at, like, 10 o'clock at night. Something like that. So Beverly Hills Cop 1, Ghostbusters, all those classic throwback movies, man.
Ghostbusters?
I haven't seen the new Ghostbusters. I haven't seen a new Beverly Hills Cop. I haven't seen any of the new Bad Boys since Bad Boy. My last Bad Boys is Bad Boys 2. Gabrielle Union. Mm. I haven't seen any of the new Bad Boys. The Coming to America, I haven't seen none of it. I feel like it's going to mess it up for me.
The last Bad Boys wasn't bad.
I heard it wasn't bad. I heard it wasn't.
Will Smith get the son. Has like a long son. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. I think I seen the previous for that. But let us know out in Spotifyville and YouTube land how y'all week been. Hopefully everybody's holding up, fighting off any type of cold, flu, anything like that. So
during these last couple weeks of summer.
That's it. Next up. Oh, and two, little mama went back to school this week. Little mama went back to school. She's enjoying it. So far, so good. That's all that matters.
Fourth grade.
I was just talking to somebody at work. It was like, once they hit sixth grade, ninth grade coming right along around the corner.
I'm not ready for that. Don't tell me that.
Right. But y'all that. Sixth grade is still elementary school, right? Mm-mm. Sixth grade for me is middle school.
Same.
Sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Yep, it's middle school here.
Okay, middle school there.
But when I was in middle school, it was just seventh and eighth.
It was sixth, seventh, eighth for me. So I was like, but Ari goes to one school from kindergarten to eighth. So
we're gonna be on our way after next year.
Next up, we have building and breaking down that backlog. What new items that we added into our collection? Go ahead, brother. What you got?
Yeah. First off, we are what, 3 weeks out, 3.5 weeks out from Plamo. And if you're going to be there, this is my first reminder. Please pre-order your registration.
Please
pre-register on the Vulcan website.
The link is going to be in the description below. Go on YouTube. Put it on the description.
But before that, we got some custom stickers. These are Woo! Plamo 25 exclusive undergated network holo stickers. And that's the first. That's the first thing I want to show off.
Damn.
Yeah, you have to be a Plamo to get these. And if maybe if there's some stock left over, maybe you might send them out. But first come, first serve at Plamo.
All right.
Hopefully to see y'all there. On to the next pickups. Shout out to my dog, Ricky Glues. When I ran to him at the GBWC, he was holding a kit for me. One that you guys know I've talked about endlessly that I had to have from the G-Quack series. And that is going to be Bocat's Gelgoog.
GQ.
Didn't care which one it was. I just wanted to have the Gelgoog. I think this is, like I said, I've been telling you, this is my favorite suit from the series. Every custom paint job I've seen of this has made it look so much more better than just standard shit. So stay tuned. This, I haven't built it yet. It's still in there, but this is definitely coming up on the dock.
The fact that it doesn't look like a Gelgoog doesn't bother you?
No.
The fact that it looks like a GM, like they could have put GM on it.
They sure could have.
Do you? I wonder if it's because it's Zeon. They couldn't put GM. You know what I'm saying? Like Zeon won the war. So that is a GM, but it's now called a Gelgoog.
Yeah, they probably seen that. It's probably stole it from them because they were already beating their ass, cleared it out. And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, we'll call this a Gelgoog. Because they never made their own Gelgoog. They're just like, oh, we'll just take this. Yeah. So it's probably the case. I don't know what colors I'm going to paint it. I'm thinking of an Ace suit colorway. So maybe like a Gabby Hazard, which is like a brown and maroon looking colorway. But we'll see. I want to get two more Vulcan. Vulcan, I need you.
You know what I haven't seen done in a while on like a normal kit? Do an all white.
All white?
All white. Like an all white.
Like all white or like different shades of white?
Different shades of white, but all white.
White, yeah. Okay. I got to.
Like, I like that. I don't know. Maybe because the box art to me makes it, if you look at it, it looks like it's snowboarding to me. Like,
oh,
I
can see sure.
Like it looked like it could be doing a snowboard.
Yeah.
Right. So I see snow and shit. So I'm like, yo, all white Gelgoog, like all that, like all white version of that would be dope.
Could put in a little snowy dial.
With a snow dial. Ooh. Snowy cold dial. District type.
Yeah, right. With the red on his chest too.
Cold district type. Okay.
So we got that in. That's definitely next up on the books. I did get some paints in while we were at Hobby Town. That first is going to be the GX Clear Violet. The GX line, always a really good paint line. And then I also followed it up with the GX Mr. Color Metallic Purple. And I will show you guys later what I use these colors for.
And then
lastly, couldn't forget. Fresh
got
model
to.
Of this. Got to. Everyone just restocked on it. Thinner. You better get it while it's there. That's all I can say.
That 400 thinner.
That 400. Can't go wrong with it. Don't be cleaning your damn tools with this, though. This shit's too much. This is nectar. You got to go get you some industrial cleaner. Like Coop said, where do you go? What's that shop?
Sherman Williams.
Come on, get you the.
Sherman Williams, the gallon at 10.
Get you the gallon. $10.
Mess around. Yes, sir. $10, $15. Okay, not a bad pickups.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ricky Glues. With me, went to Fairfax. It was kind of like a pre-birthday celebration. My birthday is this week. So one reason I went there, and I did post this on my story, was shout out to the homie Pencil Knight, because I wasn't planning on going. And then he said the voice actors for Amuro, also Setsuna, and 00, also Catra, and Gundam Wing, he was going to be there, and the voice actor for Zex Marquis. I feel like I've seen the voice actor for Zex Marquis before, but I didn't know he was the voice actor. Because he's also the OG. He's the first one that said it's over 9,000 Vegeta. He's the OG Vegeta. Mm-hmm. I think it's called the Ocean Dub. And then Funimation came in and dubbed it over. So he was the OG Vegeta. So first, what I did get signed by Brian, I forgot his name. The voice actor for Amuro. I got him saying, hi, Cooper, Amuro Ray. And Gundam launching. and he drew a little Haro on the leg. Mm-hmm. On the, we got the PG Unleash manual signed. I figured it was a toss up because I didn't know if I wanted a Catra, but it's also too, like, come on, it's Armoro. So if I catch him again, I'll get Catra. But right now we have, come on, focus. There we go. The PG manual signed.
You had to get the face of the franchise.
Chill. You chill. If he did the voice for Hero, I would have got the Wing Zero sign. But he didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he was the voice of Hero, I would have said, "Nah, we Armoro, you out of there." Then we got the Toggies 3 manual signed by Brian Drummond. To Cooper, give birth to a second Miliardo Peacecraft. Oof. One of the dope lines he said in Endless Waltz. This is from Endless Waltz movie, Toggies 3. And I might pick up another one to build it to add to the Toggies collection.
Because I got a question for you.
What's up?
Wingstand. Are all the Master Grade P Bandai wing kits have color manuals, or are they all monochrome?
I think they're all colored. I think they look like this. And this ain't a monochrome.
You gotta display all of them. That would be sick.
I am. I gotta get them one of them signed.
Yeah.
Well, I want to try to hunt old boy down that did Armoro. I want to try to, and I want to do a Catra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they got all.
I feel like the Ultron was. I thought it wasn't color. I can't remember.
I didn't break it out. I had to go deep in the stack to get this.
Ain't nobody asking for Ufe's signature, so.
I don't even know who did voice actor for Ufe. He probably hit conventions. Yeah. Right, like he probably don't even hit conventions. But somehow, some way. So people out there, help me out. If, what's his name, Mark? No, yeah, I got to get Mark. I'll get, what'd I get? The Wing Zero Verka.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we get Mark. I forgot his name. Harif? Or Hero's voice.
Yep.
I'm going to try to get the voice actor for Armoro again. Do Catra. I think the dude that did Troll's voice, I didn't think. He passed away, so it's not I think. He passed away. That means I got to get a Death Scythe Hell and try to get Duel's voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot there's 5-6 of these.
Yeah.
But the signature collection is coming along. So again, shout out to Pencil Knight. Shout out to Heavy Metal Gunpla. I got to hang this one up. My boy, if y'all catching him on Kaiju number 8, the Vice Captain.
You fighting.
Hoshina. He's about to upgrade. I've been waiting for this one. He's about to get a little upgrade. So that's what my collection, building and breaking up, breaking down. My autograph collection and my poster collection too, because shout out to the homie Austin. He's giving me some of his posters, the Gundam Wing posters that are in the Hobby Link Japan. And before I go anywhere, before we move on to the next topic, I was like, all right, let me run the Hobby Lobby real quick because I got to get some paint, right? I'm doing some detail paint on the frame. I need the fluorescent blue. I went there and of course, there was one left when I went to, and I was like, $21. Lady rung it up. She was like, isn't this a box model kit? I was like, technically, it is a box model kit.
Right. Technically,
it is a box model. Is this what we're talking about, a box model kit? No.
Or is there one?
What? Is there one? I was confused, so I said yes. So she slapped the 40% off. On it and picked up one of these, the Wing Gundam EW Mystery Box. You get a chance to pull one of these.
You're not gonna do it live right now, are you?
Why wouldn't I? It ain't open, right? Damn, look like somebody look like they stuck that grimy little finger in there. Yes. Look at that. Somebody was like,
they were trying to see.
Yeah, somebody tried to finger my. Pause.
Hey, yo.
Pause. Yo, hold on. That's a timeout.
Where's the flag?
That was OD. That was OD.
No flag on the play.
Yeah, that was OD. My bad. Somebody was trying to peek inside and see what we got going on. But we're going to go ahead and open it up live. So what y'all think? To be honest with you, I want to be mad with either one of them. I don't Stardust.
Stardust version. Looks like a Frozen Teardrop.
Yeah, Frozen Teardrop. Only one I'd be kind of upset about.
The red one?
Kind of upset would be that all black one.
All black?
Yeah. Would be the all black one. We got two secrets. Hopefully this don't get addicted, man. I would.
It can. When I was at Hobbytown, Dan Kobopa, can't
transform one.
Had six of these shits. They was outside ripping them shits.
Right, I bet. So, but this one, let me not destroy the box. Let me take a picture of the box. I want to take a picture of the box. All right. I don't want to destroy it. So we're going to do it live right here.
Y'all see it first.
Oh, no longer dead stop. I'm not even going to look back in my old Funko days. I'm not even going to feel it.
Pause.
Yeah, pause. I should have got a pair of scissors. Do I get a pair of scissors?
No, that's right. That's right.
I don't know. Hold on. Yeah. All right. I ain't looking. What we looking like? Is it, now here's the feet, right? Is that the feet?
Yep.
Standard issue. Okay. We ain't mad at the standard issue. Still look cold though. Hold on.
Where's the wings at?
Well, hold on, Jack. Hold on, dog. Oh, okay. I'm tripping. Okay, so it's.
I think
we didn't get this. We got
the
standard. We got the one with the guns.
I was gonna say you got wingless zero.
With the guns. We got the one with the weapons.
Wingless zero.
I was about to get hot, Jack. That was about to get hot. Woo! Speaking of the Gundam wing face of the front. Oh, is that one of them?
Yes, yeah, RX-78 one. And then I also got.
I didn't even know they did it for RX-78. I know they did it. Okay.
The seed one too.
Damn. See, now I knew it. I'm gonna have to find another one.
So they got the Zeon one, but it's all Char suits. So they had the Sazabi, Sinanju, Zigok. That's the ones with I seen Dan and Kobopa and Cantus doing.
They had Gundams. I thought they did Transformers.
And they had the Hakushiki.
I think I seen that.
Hold on, that's just kind of sick.
Damn. I kind of want now. I've only seen people pull these from Hobby Lobby though. I haven't seen these anywhere. The Endless Waltz ones, from what I've seen online.
You haven't seen it anywhere but there either. But you know, all it takes is one trip for me to go down to California. I'll come back. I'll find them.
Facts. And the panel line up here is pretty good. Let me go ahead. If you want a panel line.
Okay, we'll give a little metal or something.
Yeah. We ain't hurting nobody. Woo! Let me make sure I don't break it. See, I'm messing around and break this shit. Question is, do I take it to work? Do I keep it here? I think I'll take it to work. I gotta take it to work, right? Make sure I put these on right. That look like it's backwards. No, that look like it was on right. Okay. But what? Oh, you could do two versions. You can have wings open. No, I'm tripping. I'm tripping. I don't know what the hell I'm got going on here. I don't know what you got. Wings down. I thought it was wings closed. Hell no. Nah. This is how it's supposed to be. Sorry, people. I was supposed to go though. I mean, there's an instruction manual. I think this is tough.
It is.
Ah, okay. These two holes. Damn. And these little things is tough. I wish they did it for the whole team, though.
A heavy arms.
Heavy arms won't be cold. I wonder what the secret ones are. Probably all gold is one of them.
Holographic. I think like one of the Hakushiki was like gold, and there was another one that was had a different finish to it.
They might have knocked something on him. I feel like I done broke something. The gauntlet done came off. Please let go back on. There you go. It go back on. For the people out there that wanted to make sure it stayed off, it went back on. Damn. Something ain't right. We'll figure it out as the show goes along. But that's what we pulled. The one with the weapons. The double barrel. I don't know if they go together, but
fuck it.
That's what we pulled. But that's what we got for pickups. Let us know in the comments down below what y'all picked up. What's cooking? I'm working on obviously myself. I'm gonna say that damn near every episode.
As you should.
Thank you, man. But I am going to start working on a Golden Warrior.
You started on it though already, didn't you?
Yeah, I started clipping it out. Here go the gun real quick. Not too crazy. Don't look like it come together, but it's all right. We got a little peg hole so it won't fall out of the hand.
You're going to be at your desk like this. Guns bloody. Right.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna make it look like a model kit, some people's model kits. We're just gonna have it. Maybe I'll figure out how to put this bitch on a stand. Like I said, we're working on Golden Warrior. I started clipping it out. It's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be. You build the Hakushiki Kai and then you build the armor on top of it. So I'm gonna paint some of it. You know, get back into the flow of painting. And also working on something too, but I kind of want to keep that a secret for Plamo. Everybody else knows what it is, CD and Austin, Vulcan. But see, I don't know if I'll have the Golden Warrior done by Plamo. So I want to work on a Golden Warrior.
You watching? What's,
yeah. Watch Kaiju number 8. Caught up on that. Of course, y'all know that. And what's the? I don't know how to say the show. Gachu Kata. Uchikata.
The trash show.
Dog, chill. That's a good show.
The show that's not trash was about trash.
Yeah, it's Gachu Kata. Y'all know I'm bad at names, but basically a boy, a town, a city divided by a wall. One half of the city is clean and royalty. The other half is poverty and dirt.
Wasteland.
Right. And then something happens. The people that live in the poverty and dirt, they dump their trash over like this cliff that you fall into the pit. It looks like you're falling into like space, like all the trash. But that's what they do with their criminals. So they take them, they're like death to the pit, death by pit. Something happens, he gets down there and I'm not going to spoil it. It's good. It's on Crunchyroll. I think it's on Amazon Prime. God, dog. It says take the hand off.
Should need some WD-40.
Golly.
It's a good show, though. It's dubbed and subbed, so it's on acid. Really cool power system. A lot of cool characters. A lot of cool character designs, too. It's not like the same-looking character. So it's pretty sick. I'm definitely watching that, too. And you finished Kaiju number 8 too. The manga.
Which we got to talk about because you said you ain't like the ending.
Nope.
Ending to me was pretty decent. It wasn't that bad. It made sense. Left room for growth if they want to bring it back. So, god damn.
It's just not
fighting this motherfucker. This goddamn small ass shit look like an SD. I'm about to just throw this bitch.
It's not gonna make it to work.
Yeah, shit. Like you said, look.
I told you.
Yeah, you were right. You were right.
That shit's not doing nothing. Oh, damn.
Does the backpack come off? Hell no. What the fuck? Okay. But my fault people. Yeah, it's the Wing Zero. Got me some slack. There we go. Now we're gonna put the wings on him. His little gauntlet fell off on the side. Maybe I'll send it to Pencil Knight. He could throw some LEDs in this motherfucker. Everything the LEDs.
Knowing him,
right? He'll do it.
He'll find a way.
Right.
He'll recast the whole shit if he needs to. I think he's a
right
Pencil Knight, man. Shout out to Pencil Knight.
But yeah, that's all I've been working on, man.
That's it.
That's it. What about yourself? You got something in the pipes? Pause. Yeah,
crazy.
I've been wilding out. Yeah, I've been wilding out all episodes.
Let me get your boy Coop.
I've been wilding out all episodes.
So last time y'all see me, I was working on this. This is the Shining Gundam RG. The newest RG. So this is done, painted all the way, backpack painted, just waiting for the decals, which I just seen. Shout out G Reworks. He just dropped the photo with the decals. Those will be coming very soon. So I'll be waiting for those. I do like Delpy, but I gotta have the car from G Reworks.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, I gotta have the car from G Reworks. So but to pair with that, originally I was going to do the Maxter Gundam, which is still one of my favorite Gundams of all time. I think it's like fifth, maybe sixth of, if I had to do a top 10 of Gundams, my favorites, Maxter is definitely up there. But I thought these two paired together, the RG would kind of take away from the fact, because you know there's just so much more going on compared to this. So I decided to put this back in the shelf, and I will paint that later. But I did something else. So this is the latest project that I've been working on. This is the God Gundam RG. But as you can see, it's not painted in the typical colorway. This is painted in the Master Asia Master Gundam colorway. So these two will be pitted against each other.
What if Master Gundam got the God Gundam? I mean, Master Asia got the God Gundam. Woo! There go your what if story.
He would have wiped Domon's ass. Wiped his nose, what they say, huh?
That's what they say.
This was a quick build, fun build. I think I'm good on RGs for a while now. After building two back to back, I don't have any patience for little pieces. So I'm good on that. But this was a fun build, really posable. A lot of movable parts. I do like the wings in the back. They open up three separate ways, so a lot of emotion in this.
It comes with the ring too, right?
It does come with the ring, the color. I wish I could paint those too and still keep like the effects on it.
Use clear?
I don't know if the clear would I would want to do like similar colors to this, so I don't know how it would look. I could play around and see, but I think I'm gonna get the horse. I want to get the horse and paint it like a dark version of the horse. Get the effect parts to paint on that. But I was talking about those clear paints earlier, and I wanted to show you guys. If you see that in my story, I kind of posted pictures of it. But
I thought that's what it was for. Oh,
So this is the metallic. So black, of course. Then I hit them with the metallic purple, and then I hit them with the clear purple on top of that to kind of give it this candy coating. And that, and that matches the green hand for the God Gundam, or for the Shining Gundam, which I'll show you guys now. You know, it feels good to be back in the booth. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It feels good to be back painting.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, in general, building all of it.
So that's same thing. This is clear green over gold, so you kind of see the gold under the green in the light. Yeah.
Almost looks like a color shift.
So the plan is to have these hands meeting in the middle with some like effects going around. And yeah, you'll see that at Plamo. All the paint is done for both of those kits. Like I said, I'm just waiting on decals. The Master Gundam, since it's a color swap to black, all the decals won't really go over, so I'm going to have to play around with some decals, but I don't think I was going to go heavy decals on it anyway. But the next project I'm working on is transforming this ring into a new base for these guys to kind of fight on, that you guys will see up Lobo. So stay tuned for that. Trying to decide if I want to do anything else before I go down there. We'll see if I have time. If my allergies, look at that shit. He was fighting for his life to get there.
Now we deal.
Yeah.
Now we deal. Oof. I don't know.
Don't get addicted now. Hold on.
You're right. Pause.
But other than that, man, I'm not working on anything else as far as kits wise. Like I said, I'm kind of up in the air if I want to do anything else. I'm not really reading too many mangas as we speak. I'm watching that same trash show as Coop, Kaiju number 8, My Dress Up Darling. I'm trying to go back and figure out some shows that I watched in the past that I want to rewatch again. Tokyo Ghoul is one of my favorite ones, so I'm thinking about restarting that. I'm just kind of getting back into relaxing and just sitting back and watching some anime. We keep talking about having some build nights, so I definitely want to get back to the fellas. I don't know if we will open it up to the public, but that's something I want to get cooking back with the just a little build night. Other than that, too, same. Working on myself. Working with Chloe. She's trying out for an AAU basketball team this year. She's going to be trying out for a fifth grade team. She's going into fourth, so been in the gym working with her, getting it right.
There you go. She's going to the fourth, but she's been working out with the fifth grade.
Yeah.
She's going to come in handy.
She played with the fourth graders. And she,
as long as you don't do what they used to do back in the day, right? What they used to do back in the day?
Reclassify?
Reclass and
drop
her grade. Like people would be like 10th graders, but really playing in 8th grade. Like,
God. I know a couple people like that. So hopefully she plays up until she's, you know, ready to play with her grade level. And when she comes back and plays at her grade level, she just dominates them. So we'll see. She had 17 in her little open run against the kids in her grade. So
17.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh shit.
She'll be actually going to play though. So we'll see.
Well, there you go. Hopefully everybody's cooking up something good. Again, Plamo events coming down but on its way for
September
20th. I'm sorry, people. September 20th. Trying to get Instagram pulled up for us so we can look at what's new. And that kind of goes into our talking point of the day.
Yes. Short and sweet, but there's some shit to talk about.
Right, because we're getting kind of tired of it, Bandai. We're getting kind of tired of it. Let me just go to Gunpla Nerd. Shout out to him or them, whatever they want to be. Nowadays, whatever you want to be is cool with me. You see how it rhymes? If it rhymes, people usually work. Whatever you want to be is cool with me. So we got some stuff on. Let me scroll back. What do we left off at? What do we leave off? I think last week we left off about right here, the Gundam Aerial, because my brother Austin, I called brother Austin up. He said he wants to get it. He really has been talking about
the MGSD.
The MGSD, he really likes the proportions. What you think?
I like this. Will I get it?
Maybe. It's a maybe, right? Maybe. It's just also because the eye works.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like the eye is like really making that pop.
Yeah. Because on the regular kit, the eye looked a little too big, like kiddish. But on this,
yeah,
scaled down. And I like with the bits from the armor, from like the shield as the armor. I don't like it like this version.
Like this?
Yeah.
No, you don't like this? Mm-hmm. You like almost like the full, like a full armor version.
Yeah. This, that's what I mess with. And this comes out. Oh, it's out.
Supposed to be. It should be out. It should. Yeah, I think Herbert got his hands on it, of course.
Yeah, and put the backpack on it, the Marisol backpack.
Yeah. Cool. Why not? So we'll see if CD pick it up. I know Austin pick it up. I don't know if I will. I'm not a big fan. If it was a Caliburn, I would have probably picked it up.
I don't think Austin has any.
Nah, he doesn't.
I think it's just you. I have one.
You have the Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still got to get my hands on the Wing Zero.
Vulcan.
Yeah, and try to figure out. We're talking to Austin. What could they do next? I know. Well,
I'm surprised.
We know. Actually, we do know.
Fact.
We do know.
Sad Gundam.
Real type color.
Yeah. Then did you talk about this last week?
No. And we're looking at the Manador Gundam from G Gundam. What a waste. What a waste of time. What a waste of effort. Look at the seam line going all the way down the belly. What this looks like is you're in a dungeon of a video game and you're right.
He's called out.
These are the people that's protecting the doorway before you get to the final boss. They'll drop the mace and all the smoke and stuff will come up and you realize like, damn, there's two of these motherfuckers.
Sung-jin Woo was fighting these in the control level in that first episode.
Right, something like that. Yeah. Like, this is, see, it'll start off like this in the back. Right. What the hell is that? You'd be running up to it, you'd be running up to the gate, and then boom, it'll just transform to two of these, and it'll just be robots just floating around.
Final boss in some fucking video game.
This level looks terrible.
Yeah, but I'm good.
I mean, it's a cool effect. I give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I like the little mini versions of them on the...
mini versions on a rod. The weapon looks dope. The little chains that jingle.
Mm-hmm. This is a hard pass for me.
Are they all individual pieces? Yeah. Uh-huh. Wait. Are they all individual pieces?
The rings? I don't know.
Yeah.
It don't look like it the way it's...
I don't see no space, but on this one, you can see kind of like a space.
Yeah. I'm good.
But $30-something, $40-something is not bad, but P-Bandai, $50, $55 after tax and tariffs and all that.
Everyone was going crazy for this. Oh my god, I got, but like
45 probably. Yeah, I mean like
nobody was asking.
Nobody so, like.
So it's crazy. Everybody wants it all of a sudden.
Right. Yeah. Like oh my god. Oh my. Because they want to be funny. Everybody wants to make a joke. Everybody wants to get the kid.
I didn't even think people liked G Gundam last time. Last time I checked. I'm clearly on a G Gundam kick. I done built 3 G Gundam kits in a row. I can tell you now. This is it for me. No, sir.
They could have.
Everybody that gets it.
Yeah. Hope you get it. Hope yours comes in first so you can get all the comments and the likes and the laughs that you could get. Look at this. That's a seam line going all the way down a picture. Yeah, man. Look at the seam line, right? Imagine if you're going to clean the seams off these.
I'm good.
Is it unique? Yeah, sure. All of G Gundam is unique.
Yeah, every one of them. The seam line right there. Is that a seam line or a mold line on the scarf?
That's probably a seam line, dog. That shit probably attaches right. Because it ain't going, unless you take the V-fin off and put it over.
Yeah. Neo Nopal Gundam. But that's what I'm saying. Like, why skip? Why not finish the set and give us this? Like, why skip the Bolt Gundam? Because you literally have everyone else belt but him. And then give us this.
I have no clue. No rhyme or reason. Unless they're going to use these paws, there's something in this
mold?
Bill, in this mold for something.
Yeah.
But what else like maybe the balls. Yeah. Maybe they're going to use the weapon for something. Maybe it's a build fighter or something. I don't know, man. Yeah.
Just a quick one off. The scarf for your frozen teardrops?
Maybe. Okay, they go to the bottom of it. Ah, more power to y'all. Got blockies, Transformer 1 stuff, Slifer the Sky Dragon. The Sky Dragon of Osiris. I think that was the Japanese name of it, actually.
Yeah, I definitely know a Slifer the Sky Dragon. Matter of fact, I might have this card still.
These are looking nuts.
Did you see the 98 collab? Mm-mm. Nike collab doing Yu-Gi-Oh?
Oh yeah, you sent them to me. You sent them to me, right?
With the Joey Wheelers. That's kind of tough.
That's kind of tough. All these look good. It's just you got to paint them. Mm-hmm. You don't have to paint them, but they will look way better painted.
I haven't seen the obelisk in person yet, but that's probably my favorite.
I'll probably pick up the obelisk, but I think the obelisk is like 90 something. Obelisk was my favorite out of all the God cards. Obelisk is one of them.
Did you go see the movie?
Oh yeah. Did I see it in person? No, I didn't see it in person. Did I see it in person? I remember having a card, but I don't know if I got the card from seeing it in person or what. I seen it. Yeah, I think so. Because I seen the Digimon Pokemon movie. Pokemon movie in theaters. Digimon movie in theaters. And I think I saw the Yu-Gi-Oh! One in theaters. They dueled what's my man's name? The Egyptian dog looking. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm. Damn. It's the dog. Anubis.
Yep.
P Bandai, Gundam Basis, the Moon Gundam with the Vargo head. I mean, it's just a kit bash at this point.
Yep. I can go extra to the Chinese website and get both these kits to make it myself for $20.
Or if you have a spare Vargo sitting around anywhere, I guess.
Yeah. This is trash. Mm.
The Moon Gundam to me though always looked good. I always enjoyed the Moon Gundam. I do have another one. Eventually, I need to go back to.
Same. That's one of my favorite paint jobs. I forgot. I might even get that to Chris.
What is this? A little Gundam base limited med. Howling Star Earnest Core.
We just was talking about this.
We just talked this third party kit. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm turning into a third-party kit fiend.
That's what it sounds like.
Dog. This looks amazing. Please. Oh, they don't got it. They don't. And I think USA got it for 100. Gundam
the box,
Place.
The box gonna be a briefcase.
If Gundam huge. Place got it in person.
It might come back with you.
It might. It might. I just don't know where to display. Maybe do you? Whatever is not as paused as big as it looks. Like whatever it's like, because we talked about it. Like, how is this shit holding up?
Bro, I'm telling you, if it's one
rod,
if it's 100, how that got to be the strongest metal rod? That metal rod got to go all the way through the kit to the head. And they are gonna have like a real heavy wrench system, you know, like in Transformers, like those real metal ones. I think some of the Master Grades have it or a PG.
That has to be a heavy base. That can't be no plastic because it would just tip over.
I like the color scheme on it too. This gold, this soft champagne gold, and this this nice royal blue.
Ooh, this eventually might be picked up. Y'all know I'm a sucker for these, like
50 centimeters?
That's 20 inches.
Yeah, bro. What?
50 by 50 by 50 is the rules for GBWC when it comes to diodes. That's 20 inches by 20 inches by 20 inches. Yeah. Now when you see the Gundam area, you see this, the MGSD, you're like, ugh. Picture look flat. Colors look flat. Mm-hmm.
Damn. I know he didn't have a neck and all, but damn. That one right there look crazy. Hold on.
And the other one looked like, because it looked like it's full armor, and all it did was his add shoulder clips.
That one makes sense. Why you don't got that no neck? This one looks like, okay, yeah. He's armored up now. The other one, god damn, Benzino looking ass.
This looks dope if you pose it like this.
Yeah.
I wish there was another way to.
It also has the ring effects too that you can put them on. So it's like it's going around it. I've seen some pictures posted with that. Different permits.
Sure.
In the pictures I saw, I don't know, maybe someone took it from something else. It should look terrible in the frame anyway. You remember that game, Beautiful Joe?
Yeah. That's what it reminds you of.
Yeah.
Oh, Beautiful Joe ass. different permit scores. Okay. Third party Chase Light Studio Grizzly Urban Combat variant.
This shit looks kind of tough because it comes with different, you can build it in a couple different ways.
GM Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ground unit. Grunt unit.
They went real basic on the inner frame, it looked like.
Yeah, it looked like it. If it come with this, might be worth it. How much is this? 99 Chinese yen? The base alone might be worth it.
See, you can switch the gun, put something else in there, put a real Gundam in there.
Right. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, all the shit comes
shoulder with. Cannon. That's what it reminds. That's the shoulder cannon from the GM. Got an SH figure of a Zenless Zone Zero Billy. I don't know who this is. Is this from an anime?
I ain't seen it. If it is, to like trigger mixed with Devil May Cry.
All right, all those people out there. Why we have old SDs, Hobby Dengeki painted sample images, Superior Defined, August that, release. What is this?
These are, remember those were those little figures that we were looking at in gray? Those are new. Those aren't SDs. They're like they're not small like a.
Oh, are you talking about but they were gray. I mean, tan ones? Gray.
Exactly. So they're bigger than these. We saw them when they were just gray or tan.
Mm.
There's like the Shenlong one too. Yeah, these are kind of sick.
Moon War. Okay. Have you seen any of these built at all?
No.
Not a single person.
I want to say Neon Evolution. I forgot his name. He's gonna be a plumber, but I've seen him working on one.
And this is like that bug-looking kit.
Get to the shit we want to talk about.
Yeah, my bad, people. Here we go. We got some Bandai announcements. Probably more coming out by the time this airs, but we're looking at the G-Quax and Moid Unit Awakened, so it has like the
mouth open.
The mouth open. Berserk mode for the G-Quax.
Shalia is Richter.
Who is piloting this?
Shalia Bull.
Okay.
You know, I think he was just in like a throwback scene or some shit. I don't know if we ever got to really see him in the show in this. But I don't like the third leg though. Pause. The booster.
Oh, you like the color scheme?
I like the color scheme. I just like this shot face on, like it looks cool because you just think he has like a huge thruster on his back. But when the third leg dropped down and that nigga turned into some mecha core shit.
Yeah.
No, that's miss me with that shit. Miss me with that shit.
I can't stand the Dom. It's that face. The face of a Dom is so terrible to me. Legend Gundam?
Yep, some more seed shit.
Is this from the movie?
Mm-mm, that's from Destiny.
Just in general. Yeah, I know there's a Legend Gundam Master Grade, right?
Mm-hmm. Ninja Turtle looking.
Or is that Providence?
Providence, yeah.
So there's no Legend Gundam Master Grade.
No Legend Gundam.
It's just the metal figure. Mm-hmm.
This, I'm looking forward to.
MGSD Destiny. So that is that new MGSD that has been announced. Y'all know me, I'm not a C person. CD likes it. Austin said he likes it. It makes sense.
They had to come out with something. You know, the movie's coming out soon. I think sometime. I think this is, what, 2026? So I'm pretty sure when the C movie comes out. So we had to ride around there. Comes with the Wings of Light, which I don't know if the photos are up here, but it looked pretty cool. So they're definitely hitting all the main suits. No side suits yet.
No RX though. No, when I get no
RX, no unicorn.
No unicorn. Unicorn's gonna be crazy. When a unicorn comes out, that's gonna take over because you're gonna get all versions of the unicorn. Bro.
I might need two just so I could have one in destroy, one in
three.
Unicorn. Yeah,
you're gonna need one in destroy, one in unicorn, and one awaken.
Right,
all three. That's what they're thinking about. They're probably sitting back and going, "Do we give them the green and red cycle frame together, or do we P Bandai it?" Or
right, like the Aerial, because Aerial had both purpose scores. Usually, that's
P Bandai. Yeah. Next up, we have the Gustav Karl Type 00 from, I think Austin told me it was Hathaway, which is crazy because he told me that this is in Hathaway. We have it already. Only thing different is the antenna is on the front and not the back of the head. Literally, like I think he said, is the only thing different. And that shield. I don't know if it has that shield. And I heard that Gustav Karl in general is one of the worst high grades of all time.
Ain't nobody want this shit. Give us the Jagan Manhunter.
What? I've been waiting for it.
Yeah, what the fuck? Beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
Yeah. Austin finally gets his fin funnel set.
Yeah.
For the entry grade.
Where was this? 4 years ago when I did my little custom.
I mean, you know, it's for the, that's crazy. You know what they're going to do next? He's going to come out with an entry grade weapon set.
Right.
They're going to package them both together, just like they did with the RX.
Yep.
Figure out a standard of Tifa Adil. Who is it? Where is this from?
I guess as good as mine. Gundam X? I don't know. What the fuck?
Gundam, we need Bandai to make RGX and RGXX. So maybe. Wow, Gundam X character figures. I only thought I'd never see the day. And here we go. We have the new Master Grade Verka FA double Zeta, the full armor double Zeta.
Call Austin.
Call him.
Call him.
What do you think he's up?
Call Austin.
I want to tell him one word. There's one word. One description on the full arm.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, big dog? You're live with the Undergated.
Oh, hey, what's up, everybody?
Nothing, man. We just pulled up the Master Grade Verka full armor double Zeta. Let me get one word. What do you think of it? One in one word.
Why?
Y'all heard it here, people. When Austin comes back, he's going to go more in depth about the reason. That reasoning.
Is it a cop, Austin?
Is it a cop, Austin? CD wants to know.
Honestly, I like the look of it, but then again, I like the look of the Faz. It's one of my favorite suits. but I already have a FAS. So it, the only reason I ever get it is if I win the lottery.
There you go.
So no, it's not a cop.
It is, but it has two Z's in it. It has four Z's in it. No, two Z's.
Yeah, but I already own one. I own the FAS, which I think, personally, the color looks better than the FAS anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the V-fit is different, and like the sidearm gun is different. But honestly, nah. This is just once. Why, Bandai? Why? Why?
Let us know in the comments, people. Is Austin picking this up? Is he lying to us right now? Is Austin lying to us right now?
Let us know. Austin lying to himself.
Let alone to us. Well, all right, big dog. Go ahead and spend time with the fam. We get with you.
All right, man. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
There it is. He's getting that shit. Don't let him fool you. He's gonna pay full price for it too.
Full price. He might even pre-order it.
Yeah, that motherfucker getting it. Don't let Austin fool y'all people. He's gonna come up with something. He's gonna like, I grew in love with the sidearm cannon. It grew on me.
The V-fin.
Yeah. Knowing damn well he has a double Zeta that he could just put the head. He can put the double Zeta head on the Fives body.
Bruh.
I'm excited because this isn't something I'm going to get. So I don't need it. I was never a fan of the Fives.
Ever.
I get why people like it because it's a big kit, right? It's a big boy kit, right? I feel bad for the people that were bragging that they had the Fives and now this is coming out. You know, you were bragging about it like it was some treasure. And now it was, oh man, I love the Fives. Now the Fives is weak as, now the F8, now the full armor double Zeta is weak as shit. This is weak as shit, Bandai. A month ago, we loved the Fives. But now this is weak as shit. Well, both things could be true at the same time.
It's almost like they're taking a year off. Like, okay, we don't have to think too
hard. Would that be 2 years? Is it 2 years then? Because y'all gave me shit for the Sinazu Stein.
Yeah.
Y'all gave me some shit for the Sinazu Stein.
Terrible. That's a 0.5. This is up past that. This is the Dom. Like we said.
This is up there with the Dom?
This is up there with the Dom and the Sinazu's Bandai being fucking lazy, bro. This is absolute. I don't know anything about ZZ, double Zeta, full armor, but all I know is my eyes tell me this is the same shit as the FAS.
Austin was like, they got to probably twist the picture, maybe, you know how you twist it, rotate it, just so that it can be different from the FAS box. Because you can't.
You got to get more of a face of this or something. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
it's, to
everybody's
me,
like,
it is
the differences, like on Instagram and shit. I looks the same to me.
Yeah, I guess the Fives is the prototype. The old one is the prototype, like Pharaoh said, and this is when it fully is equipped with it. So it's going to be a different color. It's going to be the double Zeta colorway, that red, blue, and white.
Yeah.
Because a couple of weeks ago, ironically, Austin and I were looking at a Hobby Link Japan. I was like, oh snap, somebody. Somebody snapped on this Fives. They painted it, you know, Zeta colors. And Austin was like, no, that is actually the full armor double Zeta. I said, hold on. Isn't that what the fucking Fives, the word Fives stand for? He was like, yes, there's Fives and there's the F-A double Zeta. Whatever, yeah, big dog.
There is an old master grade of this kit, too.
Old.
3D box, rendered box are too old. So
another kit that's going to, for the people out there, that's going to be a brick. But you know what? They don't care because it's social currency. It's Gunpla currency, right? They can't wait to say, I have the full armor double Zeta. They go, look, this is, somebody is going to do it. And if you do it, tag me in it so I know that you did it. They're going to put it in the front seat with a seatbelt around it. That's what somebody's going to do. Somebody's going to buy it from their hobby town, package secured.
Yep.
Throw it in the front seat and put it in a car seat or put it in a seat with a seatbelt. this is going to sit on the shelves for quite some time. After the initial hit, after everybody gets it, it's going to restock. It's going to look like the damn fucking, what's the name of them damn, those master grades. Hmm. It's going to be almost like how PG's looking, you go in Hobby Town. Like, it's just going to be
Ella.
Yeah, just there.
My thing is, like, why would you want to put that out so close with the Fos re-release?
Like, I was talking to Austin. Do you think it was a Fos re-release, or do you think that it was just this?
This, and then which made them re-release the Foses?
No, like, all that. You know how we was getting told, like, we're getting a Fos re-release, and people putting, like, Fos? Maybe it was just this. Maybe it got leaked, and people just thought that shit was the Fos, because they probably thought, there's no way they're going to come out with a full armor double Zeta. Right? Like, so they just say, oh, we're coming out with the Fos. I mean, so the Fos is coming back out. But is this... it was actually this.
Fuck it. Send it back.
12. So what is that? 12,540 yen? Let's see. 12,540 yen converted to USD. It says 84.90 right in Japan. So
this will be expensive.
It's going to be about 160. Yeah, I say tariff. About double the price. Tariff, yeah. That's about 160. 140, 160.
I'm good. I have 3 Vercals in my collection, and this will not be the 4th.
How many I got left? 2? Sazabi, Psycho Gundam. Psycho Zaku.
Unicorn, Narrative, Wing Zero.
You don't need that Wing Zero, though. And that's, I mean, that again, just looking at everything, here goes the entry grade with the full funnel set. Great. RMG SD Destiny with the Wings of Light.
Yep.
Third party. Silhouette pack?
You know it's silhouette? Coming. You know it's coming.
Pause.
I seen a third party Strike Rouge for $15 coming.
Ooh, damn.
For MGSD. I said, God.
Bandai, what are we doing?
Fight back. Effect. Damn.
We get an effect piece for the hand?
No.
It's going to come. No?
Bandai won't, but some studio in China will.
So the topic of today, people, is how Bandai is, they serving us up pretty good. They're serving us up pretty good. Can we blame them? No, because people out there is going to buy it.
Yeah, we still going to buy it.
People out there still going to buy it. And do we give them grace, though? That's what I want to know. Do we give them grace? Because they were... I know people like, yo, the third party gang is crazy. Look at the Kassatria. Look at the Golden Warrior. Look at the third party kit we just looked at for $100, right? Like Chinese knockoffs. But Bandai has been holding it down for a long time, people. Vercot after Vercot. Before these third parties started coming out, before it was even like readily, third parties back in the day was resin. Only thing you could really get is resin. And like the terrible Gabon knockoffs.
Right.
Now we're getting like a lot of mech suits and stuff like that, and other versions of suits that we do want, like the Golden Warrior, aka the kind of like the full armor Hakashiki Kai, whatever. Yep. Right? Like, but Bandai's been holding it down for a long, long time. Do we give them the grace of the Sanaju Stein? Do we give them the grace for the Dom 2.0? I'm going to let you know right now. Your boy Coop is going to give him the grace for it. Still? Your boy Coop is I'm still going to give him the grace for it. They've been holding... Think about it, dog. They gave us the MGSD line.
Mm-hmm. 2.0 line. They,
2.0 line, RG 2.0, if we get any more. If not, okay. But the, just simply Master Gray line, like Master Gray Verkai line for what? Oh, almost 20 years? The first Verkai came out like 08? 2010?
Yep.
Something like that.
Very first.
The RX, right?
Yep, RX.
Was that 08? 05 or something like that? 06? Something. Something in that. So for 20 years, we were getting something different. Close to, I say, 15 years, sure. Right? We were getting something different. We got the Sinaju. We got the Sinaju Stein, you know, the Anaheim electronic version. We got the Thunderbolts back-to-back, right? Like, we got the Sazerby with the new Gundam back-to-back. Like, they were giving us some heat. So it's time to... What is it? That G? That Gatorade symbol? It's okay for that Gatorade symbol to pop up on Bandai.
So you can admit Bandai's a little gas.
A little, as they should be.
Yeah. They've kind of hit a wall. What do you think?
I don't think they hit a wall. I just think that right now their focus is on pumping out as many small kits for every show that they do. So the high grade line and MGSD probably doesn't take up a lot of money and a lot of research. And the Caliburn will probably be next. We'll probably get the Caliburn next to go on top of that frame, or the aerial frame, or close, something close to it. So don't be surprised moving forward that this is going to be the trend. Starting off with the Dom 2.0, or 1.0, 1.5, I mean.
0.5.
Do we say the RG 2.0 is a scaled down version of the almost like the Unleashed? Like
close
to it, right? Like just throw a whole lot of armor pieces and then not armor pieces, frame pieces, and put some armor on top of it. People will love it. Same, it's the same gimmick, you know. Look at the 2.0 frame and look at the Unleashed frame. Unleashed being the obviously the RX, but I think we can give Bandai some grace. I think we can give Bandai some grace. They held it down for quite some time with them also going into other things as well, like into the figures, more into 30-minute missions.
They've launched a lot. I'm with you as far as that, but I also think Bandai, the price. I know growing economic issues, but it's gotten to the point where these third-party kits are releasing the same quality for a third of the price. And I know, you know, Bandai has to kind of keep a staple, and third party can kind of do some funky shit under the table. But PGU coming out $800, 5 lights. Kasatria, 50 lights, 50 parts. Like the math ain't mathing. The math ain't mathing.
But how many? There's going to be way more PG new Gundams on the market than there will probably be. So that really doesn't help me. It really doesn't help my argument. So you would think they will lower the price.
I think at this point, Bandai is just kind of, I don't want to say they're money hungry, because they have the market. Like, at the end of the day, no one's going to be able to compete with Bandai. Bandai doesn't feel like any pressure from third party, I don't think. Like, they're doing their shit over here. They're still copying my kits. You know, Bandai still puts a kit out, third party takes it, they do their thing with it. But I feel like as a consumer, we didn't have to have, for the last 15, 20 years, there was never any, you know, we were looking at it this way. There was another, we weren't worried about the bomb. We weren't worried about this shit. It's now that picture of the guy walking with his girl and he's looking over his shoulder like, oh shit.
Like they're doing a whistle. Now.
Yeah. We didn't have that issue. You know, when we got into the hobby, I was thinking about the bond. It was Bandai, Bandai, Bandai. Even you said yourself, damn, am I becoming a third party monster now?
Right.
It's because they're giving us something fresh.
It's giving something, but it's also like, how can I put it? When it comes to third party, right, it also goes back to, like you said, it's something new, but it really hits that it's something new, mm-hmm. right? Like, it really hits home with the, this is a design I've never seen before, right? And it looks amazing. It looks breathtaking. It looks like a centerpiece that I mean, come on, that daggone monstrosity, right? That thing is looks crazy. Let's see.
It gets the creativity flowing more. Like, we've seen these Gundams, like,
right?
We done seen every Gundam before at this point, so we're not being like, we're not gonna be surprised or anything now. But when you show us something that's still giving us the Gundam feel, but it's so left that we haven't, like, we have nothing to compare it to, but it has pieces of IBO like sprinkled in there and shit. Like, yeah, that's gonna grab our attention. Like, this shit's crazy.
For $100?
For $100, and that shit damn near 2 feet long.
And it with does light, all this
with lights. Like, dog, that looks like a saber in my hand. That's like,
yeah,
I'm holding a lightsaber. That's more lights than the PGU
for
an eighth,
seven, eighth of its price.
Eighth of its price. For eighth of its price.
I don't know when, but if it's down there, if it's down there, and it's not gonna paint it, I want to keep it just like
no
that.
Way. Don't need.
I'll
to
keep it just like this. Top coat, if anything.
Like, we can't even get Bandai to put decals in with these RGs. Stop giving the stickers.
Right.
We can't get Bandai to give us closed fists on every kit.
Stop giving us stickers, huh?
Yeah. Stop giving us stickers. You're already raising the price. Throw the damn decals in there. Throw the decals in there.
When was the last time Bandai dropped a decal set for? I know they did the multi-use for.
They got a decal set for this.
They do?
Yeah, and you know the only reason why they do the decal sheets is for GBWC.
Yeah.
Bandai got to get back to, you know, making models for the modeler, not for the masses.
The masses is paying, though.
Exactly, because the masses is what's keeping them paying the money. But the thing about the third-party kits, which is keep making them so successful, is they're making kits for the modelers. Not for the master.
Correct. So let's take that theory you got, right, and rewind time. 2010, were they making kits for the modelers, though? Bandai?
I think so. They were probably putting out half as many kits. That's when we were getting, you know, Mark II with launching bases and shit, and we were getting Char's suit with a stand for the cockpit. We were getting the turn A with the dial in the car. They were being
true.
Creative like that. Now
that's
we don't get anything extra.
Damn, that's
think
true.
About it. When was the last time we seen a kit that had like something like cool like that? Like, I can't think of anything. Kits don't even come with like the little platforms. I mean, they still put the little pilot figures. Even the old ass wingsuits, the bigger pilot figures. I got a hero you laying around here.
About that, about 2 inches big.
One.
That's a good idea. I don't know why Bandai acting like this.
We got away from
it.
And like you said, it might be because they might just be in so many markets that like they got kits for fucking everything. Ronin Warriors is kind of
right. Yeah. And also too, like with Bandai having a grip on almost everything Japanese or Asian in pop culture, you know, like Dragon Ball Z flows through Bandai. Yep. You know, SH Frig Arts flows through Bandai. You know, like, it's just Gundam flows through Bandai. I don't even know, does Bandai own, you know, what's the market value? Like, can somebody come in and make, and obviously they can't, but like no company, like how in like action figures you could have this Marvel,
right,
bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have different, I guess that's anything now. I think Hasbro owns Marvel, so figure wise. So, but you also have like Mafex, you also have other companies that make you can find five different Spider-Man figures.
Right.
You can't find, but those are not considered, I guess they are considered like third party or whatever the case, but it's like you see another RX figure. Like there's nothing, nobody pushing Bandai. We always talk about iron sharpens iron. There's nobody.
Bandai's just.
That's it. That's it. Like, I don't got to worry about it.
Yeah. And they don't care if, like I said, like, I don't know if they're even worried about third party kits. Like, Fat Cat really just took their whole shit, their 2.0 that they had, I don't know how long they worked on it to put it out, and they just took it into Jute.
Yep. And made it 1/100.
Yeah. Like that.
And gave you everything that they waited. It was like, let's see.
Yeah.
The G3 coming next.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Fat Cat G3 coming next.
With everything. The shebang.
Yeah. the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
So it's tough, man. Bandai, you sit there and you go, do we worry about whatever? There's no real competition. There's no back. There's no WCW for us.
No, there isn't.
Like, back in the day, there's no WCW.
No, right? AEW, no nothing.
No, nothing. No TNA. It's just WWE.
That's it.
And guess what? Everybody, the ratings are still high, and the quality of wrestler is still trash.
Yep. And we can't face it because all you see is
right. How many versions of The Rock and The Undertaker are we gonna see?
Right.
Like it's like, damn, we got a new wrestler, cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which is crazy because it is a wrestler running around calling himself cocaine.
That's crazy.
But like, this is ridiculous a little bit. But I understand why Bandai would do. Again, I give them grace. I understand why Bandai would do a recolor on some of these kits. I understand why, because one, why not? And two, they have been holding it down. They have been holding, like you said, turn around and look. Got all those Bandai kits. Can we get our flowers, please?
Yeah, like
that's what Bandai is probably saying. Can we,
are you still buying them?
Right. And some of your favorite grails are Bandai. Nobody's ever going to say my grail kit is a third party. Oh, my grail kit. I haven't came across anybody yet that said my grail kit.
That Kassatria might be someone's grail kit now.
I don't think it's anybody's grail kit. Like a grail kit, the word grail, holy grail people, which means it's hard to find. Pause, it's the Moby Dick, right? Like that is the one that I can't get my hands on, and I like that's the one I want.
How many Bandai's though now? How many Bandai kits can you say are holy grails?
Well, some people say the O, right? The O, Master Grade O.
It just got reprinted.
We'll see. Back in the day, them Endless Waltz Master Grades.
Man.
Back in the day.
Now them shits is every 3 months.
Every 3 months, yeah.
I was talking about, I really need that Shinlon. Man, that Shinlon been on P-Bandai.
About 10 times over. You don't really need it.
Yeah.
Shit, look how long I waited for the Togies Real Grade 2. Togies 2 Real Grade.
Stop cannibalizing. Stop. Put it in the vault and don't bring it back.
You want them to go back?
Yeah, put it in the vault and don't bring it back.
Don't bring it back.
That'll bring the recollector again. Yeah, that. Because I'm tired of seeing.
That'll also bring the flipper though.
That's all right. If you didn't get it, if you didn't get it, then you didn't get it. I'd rather do that than, bro. Because every three months. Endless Walt Rose.
The Rose Gundam popped up.
Everything.
Dragon Gundam popped up.
If you ain't get it, you ain't get it. I mean, what you put in the group chat today? Something that you got that they just and then up the price?
Up the price on the, what was it? It's the Dominant, the Stormbringer.
Yeah, Stormbringer. Upped it by $20?
Yeah.
That's slick.
$26.
They ain't slick.
Or $19 or something like that. Let me see.
Make premium Bandai premium again. I'm gonna put that shit on the hat.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, make Make Bandai premium again.
Yeah. Make it premium.
Put that shit on. Yeah, put that shit on blue hat, black leather. Flip that shit.
Yeah.
Make Bandai premium again. Damn.
Make Bandai premium again, man.
Facts. Because, I mean, back in the day, peak Bandai, they drop on, what, that third Wednesday?
That's it.
That's all you were getting.
Now it's every Wednesday.
It seemed like it's every day, almost.
Matter of fact, yeah.
I clicked on P Band out of there. That shit said new stock to pre-order. I said, damn, what did this come out?
You could never go on P Band and be like, ship now. What's that?
Ship now?
Yeah.
No.
What's that?
You got to wait that 6 month minimum. You in that probation.
Yeah.
You act like you're getting a PTO from the job. 6 month premium out there. Yeah. Job.
It's talking about ship now. What is that?
I want that feeling of like, what is this at my door?
Right.
That's what I want. I forgot all about it.
No, we don't get that feeling no more.
And then they're not re-releasing the kits that, you know, seem like they'll be re-released. Like, I haven't seen like the re-release of that Sandrock Tide, the second season Sandrock High Grade.
Years.
In years, the Magnat core,
that
big ass 36 Magnax,
bring that back.
That'd be like $400 now. It was $300 back then. 36 I mean, of them.
Even like them bringing back the E3, even though I spent that money on it, like that was dope for them to. That's 10 years, like stuff like that. Make it premium again. Not give me
right.
You know how many times the GM Spartan has come out? That's just a reissue right now.
It might be the one that's on the. That might be the third party one. They just put it in a box. They just come buying on. Them and just throwing them in a Bandai box. Yeah. That'd be like,
Thank you.
They buying them for like $2 a kit, and throw them and just making a box.
Yeah, it's probably the cheap. Bandai box. Just buy them from China now.
Right.
Go back to giving us a couple, like 2010. They was giving us two or three master grades, two or three. High grades, two or three. There was even a real grade. We was getting spaced out.
Yeah.
We get these hobby announcements every 2 weeks, I feel like.
And it's all high grades.
That's it.
And they're all just upgraded high grades.
That's it. We don't know.
Like the Seed, when Seed was on a little run. And then in the movie, come on, now we got G-Quex.
Pumped out 20 of them. Fucking G-Quex got kits. Who was in the show for
days.
17 seconds getting kits.
Huh? Yeah, that might be the that's going to be the title of this episode. Make Bandai premium again.
You got it.
Facts. I'm down for it. Yeah. Make Bandai premium again.
Come on.
Who's with it? We're gonna get it on a hat. Yeah. Make Bandai premium again.
Got to.
Damn right, because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I spend more time on the third party on the central site than I spend looking at them kits.
Right.
Our group chat is all third party kits now.
Bandai. And if it's Bandai, just dogging them.
Yeah.
And again, I'm giving them grace on maybe pumping out
longevity. They've been in this game forever.
I'm giving them grace, but some of the stuff, like, again, I'm giving them grace on the master grades.
But the Vanguard line, you shouldn't be doing that shit. I feel like that's like supposed to be like on a pedestal type shit.
Yeah, like Verkaz? It should be, but at this point, what can they give you a Verkaz that, like, I feel like people wanted the bigger kits. I mean, would it be nice to get a Ground Gundam, Verkaz, sure.
Ground Gundam crazy would be crazy.
Would be crazy with some effect pieces, like you said, a little tank that come with it.
Yeah, like something good. Back to giving us a little shit like that. That's what we love about Bandai, because they were thinking about the box. I mean, I don't even think third party does that. So that's something like no one's capitalizing on, like giving us the other shit to go along with it.
Right. That'd be nice for Bandai to even just come back out with that. that line of that, like the I forgot the name of it. Is it Hardline? Is it Hardline? The like the 135th scale Zaku hand.
Well, all that shit.
The core fighters part of that line, I think. Yeah. Like release like some of that. Yeah. Those could be grails. Like I wouldn't mind. Yeah,
right. That those are grails. Those are going for hundreds of dollars.
Yes, I wouldn't mind that Zaku hand, like especially nowadays with GBWC and toy photography and stuff. Yeah. Let me get that. Let me get the hand. Let me get
even
the
whole 8th MS team fighter with the Gundams at the tank and the
right, Zaku, right,
all that shit.
They could do that all over again. They could do that all over again. Just don't do it with Requiem for Vengeance. That's it.
What happened to the line?
That line came and went.
Yeah,
that line came and went. We got two. You like what? Y'all think we're pumping out kids? What about Requiem?
Yeah, the motherfucker swept that shit under the rug. That didn't happen.
Yeah, that shit. Damn, we didn't get no figure-eyed standing in the characters. We didn't get nothing.
Yeah, that one was bad. They swept the one under the rug. That didn't happen, matter of fact.
So, Should we go back? Maybe if we give it another rewatch. Maybe if we give it another rewatch.
Is that shit just like on Netflix?
I feel like when I was watching it, that shit was buffering a little bit. Like, like I feel like, right. The little, my shit was stuck on 21% for a little bit.
Yeah, the pop the discount and blowed on it and shit.
Yeah, maybe I gave a little bit, it was a little bit too harsh.
Yeah. Nah, but I don't know. That
damn, that shit do feel like a video game cutscene now that I think about it. Like, now that I think about it, like, when I think about it, I was like, was I watching Netflix or was I playing a video game?
Speaking of cutscenes, did you ever watch the trailer for the IBO?
No.
Me either. Are you gonna watch it? I didn't watch it.
I think I did watch it. I think I did watch it. With the new Barbatos in it, right? The new form Barbatos.
Yeah. I don't know if that's just a cutscene of the Barbatos, or I don't know or if that's from the game. Or if that's from the actual from the movie. I don't know. I ain't watching
it. We're gonna watch it. You gonna watch it, dog. You gonna watch it. Not in the theaters. In the theaters?
Nah.
It's $12 on a Wednesday. Got nothing else to do.
T-Mobile Tuesday. Hold on.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a, well, I can't wait. It ain't Doan's Island.
That's not Endless Waltz.
Nah. I ain't Endless Waltz, but I'll go peep it. I actually turned on IBO the other day. Try to watch it. Fell asleep. I forgot. It made Mikazuki kind of weird, like the first three episodes. He wasn't silent. He was talking, like, I don't want to say making weird. Maybe that's the digression of his character. But I don't know, dog. I don't know. All I know is make Bandai
premium again.
Premium again. We want to leave it at that. We want hashtag that shit.
Hell yeah.
Make Bandai premium again. MBPA. Make sure you go to VulcanHobby.com.
Shirt for us. Watch. I'm gonna get that in a shirt and we're gonna wear that plama.
There you go. Please make Bandai premium again. UGN.
Yeah.
Make sure you go to VulcanHobby.com. Use code UNDERGATE10 to get 10% off of your order. And also go there to pre-register on the plama. You'll have some link up there. Pre-register for the plama event. Again, that's September 20th. At Motor Museum. Barber Motor Museum in Birmingham, Alabama, from 10 to 4. Be amongst like-minded people. Enjoy a good time, a good atmosphere. We're going to be down there. Yeah, come chill with us for a little bit.
Maybe play some Texas Hold'em before or something.
Put some kits on the line.
Hey,
put some of them grail kits on the line.
Damn.
Bring some of them Gunpla OG. Bring some of them resin kits and put it on the table.
Come on,
I see your Rose and Zulu and I raise you one. You know, I raise you a PG. You know? Go ahead. What is it? Bend the River or what is it? I forgot. Ain't that what it's called? Bend the River, across the river, some shit like that. What you got, you know? But now we're gonna be down there. CD and I going to be down there, try to get Austin to come down there, but he got some moving stuff he's taking care of. But for sure, I got my plane ticket. CD got his plane ticket. The homie Ricky Glues is coming down. So kick it with us. Again, September 20th, Barber's Motors Museum. CD, where they get these paints from?
Yes. Yeah. You saw Chloe's dad. You get 10% off at SMS. They're lacquer-based paint out of Australia. They're airbrush-ready paint, so pour spray go with SMS. Use code Chloe's dad to get 10% off directly with them. Links in bio.
Absolutely. Gun Primer, use code COOP10 directly off of Gun Primer. Get 10% off of Gun Primer. They make the gravity that you can add into your kits now so you can give your kits a little bit more weight. They make the gritter, glazer, balancer, razor, everything you need to get your Gundam or model kits ready to build, competition ready as well. So check them out. They make pretty good stuff. I like them. I think everybody that I talk to almost uses some type of Gun Primer product. If it's definitely the balancer, the balancer is probably, or the razor. Yep. So make sure you check them out. Gun Primer, use code COOP10 directly with Gun Primer. People, it's almost that time. Weather's getting cooler. Kids are back in school. Take care of your health. It's both physical health, mental health, yep, all of the above. Make sure you're drinking your orange juice and getting your vitamin C. It's going to get colder soon, so try to get as much sunlight as you can for the vitamin D. Just take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Drink enough water. Get on some of these vitamins. Lower some of this cholesterol. Lower some of the sodium. Some of the inflammation you might have going on your knees and elbows.
Yep.
You know, come on. Let's start taking care of ourselves. We take care of the kids. So take care of ourselves. Let's not be hypocrites and take care of ourselves just like we do the kids. Yeah. I'm Coop. Over there, CD. Somewhere is Austin. We're the undergated, never underrated. Until next time, people, 168 hours down, another 168 hours to go. Peace.